Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. 3. The bridge between the worlds, structure and chaos. The magician meets the world, mastery through structure, ambition meets limitation. If day one was the revelation, day three is reconstruction. Mind and discipline unite. The chaos begins to make sense. The magician finds the world and begins grounding his vision. You stop shuffling the cards and start arranging the spread. The trine between Mercury and Saturn carries Wheel of Fortune energy. Fortunate, flowing alignment between the mind and structure. This aspect brings ease to the process of rebuilding. The magician's thoughts flow naturally into the world's framework of completion and mastery. Destiny is helping you see the architecture of your healing. It's a good day for making practical long-term plans to deal with the fallout because the wheel is turning in your favor, making discipline feel less restriction and more like the path forward. You may feel the weight of what's been lost, but the wheel shows you the blueprint for what could be rebuilt. The spilled cups are not the end. Saturn asks, what scaffolding will you build from the ruins? This is where intention turns to integration, adjustment after upheaval. I rebuild with wisdom, not fear. Day 4, the turning of the wheel. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.